and the potential of restorative justice. There was a young man, about 16 years old, named Michael. Michael was just at a stage of life where he was very angry, mad at the world, and spent a lot of his days just loitering around town. And one day he was loitering in a little family-run grocery store near where I live. And while he was in the store, Michael pulled a cigarette lighter out of his pants pocket and lit the corners of a couple of boxes on the shelf and just stood there and watched the fire start to take hold there on the grocery store shelf. And then I guess he realized what he had done and he ran out of the store. So by the time the store staff noticed this fire and put out the flames, it had caused $1,500 worth of damage. And Michael ended up getting caught, and he was sent to the district judge. And the judge decided to refer Michael to the Lancaster Victim Offender Reconciliation Program. So the mediator met first with the store owner, a man named Mr. Good, and asked how that fire had affected him and his business, and what Mr. Good needed to address the harm that Michael had caused. And then the mediator asked Mr. Good whether he would be willing to sit down with this young man and talk with him about it. And Mr. Good said yes, he would like to meet with Michael. So the mediator went and sat down with Michael and talked with him about what was going on for him at the time of the fire. And it did appear that Michael was willing to take responsibility for what he had done. The mediator wasn't sure that he fully understood the ramifications of his actions, but he did seem at least open to sitting down with Mr. Good and taking accountability. So when the mediator brought them together, one of the things that we tell victims is don't hold back. You know, you need to tell the offender in no uncertain terms exactly how their actions have affected you. And so Mr. Good laid it all out for Michael. Michael felt terrible when he realized all the ways that his actions had hurt Mr. Good and his employees and his business and Mr. Good's family. Michael offered a very sincere apology to Mr. Good and said, "What do you need from me? What can I do to make it up to you?" And then together, Mr. Good and Michael laid out a detailed plan, a schedule of payments for Michael to pay for all of the damages that he had caused. As a mediator, when you get to that point, you're really pretty happy. You know, you feel like, gosh, this has been just a wonderful success. And so, you know, the mediator thought, okay, I think we're ready to wrap this up. But Mr. Good said, hold on a minute. Michael, what kind of future do you envision for yourself? What do you want your life to be? And Michael sort of shrugged his shoulders and said, I don't know. And Mr. Good said, well, have you thought beyond high school? You're in high school now. What comes after that? Have you thought about going to college? Michael said, well, no, I don't really think so. And Mr. Good said, you know, I think you really need to be thinking about going to college, and doing so would give you much better options for your future. And here's what I want you to do. You follow through on this agreement we've made and make sure you pay me the full amount of restitution, make all of these payments on time, graduate from high school, and go get yourself enrolled in college somewhere, anywhere. And you come back and see me and tell me where you've enrolled. And I will put the $1,500 restitution money toward your college tuition. Michael did make all of those restitution payments, and he graduated from high school, and he got himself enrolled at Lock Haven University in Pennsylvania. He decided he was going to major in criminal justice, which I think is just wonderful, and he went back to see Mr. Good. And Mr. Good, true to his word, put $1,500 toward Michael's tuition. And Michael went on to complete a 4-year degree program in criminal justice in only 3 years. He is now wrapping up the second year of a 2-year master's degree program in criminal justice at Penn. And to me, that story demonstrates the real potential of restorative justice to offer healing, to offer empowerment for victims, and to help offenders to really pursue a different path. We don't know what Michael's future might have been if it hadn't been for this restorative justice process, and if it hadn't been for Mr. Good's willingness as a victim to reach out in that way to Michael and to do good for someone who had harmed him.
Certainly, he